Different polls taken in the United States recently have consistently shown the same thing. More than half of Americans support military action to remove Saddam Hussein from power. Pollsters say, however, the anti-war minority is more vocal and visible than the majority. Millions of people took to the streets in hundreds of cities around the world over the weekend to show their opposition to a possible U.S.-led war against Iraq. In the United States, there were demonstrations across the country for and against military action, although the anti-war protests were larger and louder. Pollster John Zogby says his group's latest survey actually shows an increase in U.S. public support for military action against Iraq to 58%. By contrast, he says, only 37% oppose a war. But he has this to say about the anti-war camp.
The higher intensity support is among those who oppose the war. That makes all the difference in the world, because people who are intense vote, make their voices heard, and are generally much more active in shaping public opinion than a simple majority.
Groups firmly with the majority include the American Legion, the largest veterans organization in the world. The organization's Steve Thomas emphasizes that the American Legion is not beating the drums for war, but feels national security should be the number one priority.
The most important thing a government can do is keep its people safe. And there's no way to prioritize things such as education and urban renewal and matters of that sort without first ensuring that our people are safe.
The main coordinator of the recent anti-war protests in the United States is a group called International Answer, which critics dismiss as being an offshoot of the Socialist World Workers' Party. But the opposition is broader than that, and it includes church groups, college students, military veterans, and elected city officials.
Just try to imagine groups of a lot of older folks in suburban churches making copies and going to Kinko's and passing them out after the congregation lets out for a Sunday service.
To date, 90 cities, towns, counties, and two states have issued resolutions opposing war in Iraq.
Veterans for Common Sense was organized in August 2002 by and for Gulf War veterans to bring common sense to the debate about Iraq.
President Bush, in a recent reaction to the anti-war protest, said he welcomed public dissent, but will not change his mind.
First of all, you know, size of protest is like deciding, well, I'm going to decide policy based upon a focus group.
Comments like these, however, have not discouraged the opposition. Tom Andrews of Win Without War, a national coalition that represents more than 30 organizations, says his group holds out hope it can still sway the administration's policy. He says mass protests last fall influenced U.S. decision to go to the U.N. Security Council and push for Resolution 1441.
They did it because people were mobilized and organized and began to express their opposition. And they may not have been able to see the light immediately, but they started to feel the political heat.
He says President Bush's firm stance has inspired Win Without War to, in his words, turn up the heat even more. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.